Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We haven't done one of these yet. Astro Circle of Trust. Let's get the job done here.
When it comes to our favorite players, it comes down to one question. Can we trust you?
See, if I can't trust you, then I have no choice but to put you right back outside the circle.
Who's in? Who's out? It's the Payne and Pendergast Astros Circle of Trust.
All right, here we go, Seth. Astros Circle of Trust. We've gotten several jokes from people about this over the last several days, but really in the last 24 hours when I posted yesterday that we would be doing this. People are like,
yeah, and frankly, I'm disgusted with all of you. Just saying this is going to be the smallest diameter circle of trust ever. You could put the circle of trust on in the at bat circle. Yeah,
shouldn't take too long.
On deck circle. Excuse me.
Shouldn't take too long because there's only at bat circle.
At bat circle is oddly shaped like a box.
This is the show you come to for your baseball. I love that.
Hey, do you notice this pitcher pitches with his left hand?
Have you noticed that where the pitcher pitches from is raised up? There's a mound out there. So let's do this here. Let's do this. Astros Circle of Trust. I think, Seth, the way I'm laying this out here as we stand in our respective at-bat circles.
Yes.
I've got the list of guys that are either definitely in or there's a discussion about. If we don't bring their name up, it means they're out. I think that's the easiest way to do this one because there is way more outside the circle of trust right now than belong inside the circle of trust. I'm going to save the most uncomfortable one for a little bit later, as you alluded to. There's a certain one we just don't like to debate. We'll save that.
Yeah.
Let's get the easy ones out of the way. Hunter Brown. Even yesterday, notwithstanding.
Yesterday, notwithstanding. Yeah. I blame that on the meteorological conditions.
And the ballpark.
Meteorological conditions?
We know what you're talking about. Yeah, like that's – he could have given up 8 runs in 2 innings yesterday. He's in the circle of trust. Like it's – you don't just –
he's enough in the – he's pitched so well that, yes, the odd bad performance, you just wipe it away.
Yeah.
Blummer was saying, you slam it in the trunk.
That's what he said. That's it.
Like in a bad day of golf, you slam the trunk door shut, drive home, and take it out on others. Yes.
Agreed. Framber Valdez.
In the circle of trust.
In the circle of trust. Yep, I agree with you on that. Those are the only two starting pitchers that are in the circle of trust right now.
Mm-hmm. I can't name the rest of them.
Well, there's that. But Blanco, I think even Blanco, if he were healthy and up for his next start, I don't know if he's circle of trust worthy yet. He's had a couple.
He's not slam dunk in the circle of trust. He's still those real sketchy performances aren't enough in the rearview mirror. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he's not in there. Jeremy Peña.
Circle of trust.
I agree with you. Definite hardcore in circle of trust. And he's not been this emphatically. in the circle of trust maybe ever just because of the offensive side of the ball.
And he had to dredge himself out of what would have been non-circle of trust territory from early in the season.
Yes.
He's just been that good since he's been the leadoff.
Yep.
Leadoff, Jeremy Pena is 100% in the circle of trust.
Yep. Jeremy Pena. Oh, I just read that one. Isak Paredes.
You know, you're getting messed up by the Yandy Yiner Diaz
no,
stuff.
Dude.
Yeah. How many guys named Low or Lau on that team, too?
Yiner trying to throw out Yandy yesterday? Or he did throw out Yandy at first base? I'm like, oh, poor Dave Raymond. His head's going to explode.
Yeah, Dave Raymond had a rough time with that in the combined booth on Sunday.
Calling him Yandy. Isak Paredes. So Hunter Brown in, Framber Valdez in, Jeremy Pena in, Isak Paredes.
Yes, as everybody remembers, I've been fully on board with Isak Paredes since day one. Don't go back and check archives or anything. Just trust me, bro.
I was fine with them getting Paredes in that deal. You know, like Paredes has been. If Bregman weren't a top three MVP candidate right now, I'd be feeling amazing about. I feel good about Paredes in a vacuum. It's just he's replacing a guy who's getting lauded as the potential AL MVP right now. But as far as circle of trust goes, Isak Paredes in. All right, here we go. Now we get to the complicated ones. Jake Meyers. Is Jake Meyers in the circle of trust?
You know what, Sean?
Yeah.
I know I've been burned on this before. I think we had him in there at the beginning of last season at one point. And yet, this circle of trust for me is largely a gut feel thing. Like with Paredes. You know what? With Paredes, I don't have to look at the box scores or his stats. I know that as of late, I get excited when he's at the plate.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, something good could happen here.
Okay.
And oddly enough, now Jake Meyers, both at the plate and in the field, my gut tells me, you know what, Jake? Let's see what you got here.
Ben, get ready.
I trust you.
Ben, get ready. You might have to be the deciding vote on this one. So you trust him. It's based on a gut feel. Here's my issue with Jake Meyers, and I'm looking up the numbers from last year. He's tearing it up in the month of May. Right now.
Yeah.
Like he's been great. Like it's hard to find a stat for Jake Meyers offensively where he's not among, if not the best center fielder right now. He's been really, really good, I will grant you. But this is not the circle of May. This is not the player of the month award. This is the circle of trust. This is how sustainable is this thing. And I will look back here and as I click on the month of May for last year, Jake Meyers in the month of May last year had an OPS of 924. And a batting average of 329 and three home runs and 14 RBIs. These are numbers that are eerily similar to what he's been doing over the last month this year. I can't trust him until June. So until I see a month of June where he doesn't go from a 924 OPS to a 682 OPS, I can't trust Jake Meyers. You and I are at a stalemate with this one. We haven't had to do this in a while. I think I know which way the vote's going to go.
I don't know.
I'm going to leave him out.
You
swayed me with your stats.
I did.
Yeah.
Ben Gary, I got an audience with Ben. I didn't even take an hour like Jeffrey Lurie. It was like 38 seconds.
Sean's a grumpy old man that tells you as soon as you've had some success, like, well, just remember, everything that goes up comes down eventually.
That's right. That's right.
Don't get too high on big for your britches.
That's
now,
right. Guys and gals have daddy issues. Jake Meyers has Shawnee issues.
Like, yeah.
Yeah,
Ben, I could tell it. This might be the first time Ben's gone against me in a vote.
All you had was gut feel, Seth.
Yeah.
Need more evidence.
Take that. See?
You're right. Damn it.
Ben wants PowerPoints. Ben wants slides, Seth. He wants stats.
I could point to, I don't want to look up his spring training stats, but like, there was evidence that he had done some things better during spring training, and you just never know what to do with it. Because every guy during spring training has a story about what he tweaked and did differently.
Yeah.
And so I wasn't really sure of it. And then he goes out and performs the way he has. I feel like, as it is with Pena, there's substance behind the improvement.
Yeah.
And then I always try to remember with Jake Meyers, I always try to tell myself, man, the kid had a hard time coming back from that shoulder injury.
Yeah.
And it was probably dicier than we know publicly. But listen, the cynical bastards win on this one.
Well, I'm not penalizing you for gut feeling. Ben is, but I'm not. And here's why. Like, this is a gut feel thing, obviously. My gut feel with Jake is still, I don't have full confidence in him at the plate. So me going and getting those stats is more like trying to figure out why my gut feel is the way it is.
Yeah.
And that's what it, and you know, Seth, Jake is just starting from such a low starting point with me. that not defensively, but offensively. Like, he just looks so overwhelmed at times. And there was an at-bat he had a couple of days ago where he didn't know it was ball four.
It was ball four,
and he's still standing, and the ump like, take your base. And it's like, can we fully trust that guy, you know?
That's five-dimensional chess, son. he's getting in the pitcher's head, okay?
All right.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Before we get to the really uncomfortable one, Josh Hader is in, right? Josh Hader's in the circle.
I would say the bullpen in general.
Bullpen at large.
We try to just stick to bullpen. Yeah. Bullpen has been one of the very best bullpens in baseball.
No doubt. With Josh Hader as the face of the bullpen. Last one before the one that gets really uncomfortable. Is Victor Caratini in for you right now? Victor Caratini's been really good lately, and he's going to see, as long as there's no lefties in this lineup,
yeah,
he's going to see a lot more at-bats until Yordan comes back.
I don't have him in the circle of trust, even though I'm going against my gut on it a little bit.
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine. I just think he's worth bringing. If a name hasn't been brought up in this thing, it's because they're not even worth bringing up. I think Victor Caratini's name is worth at least presenting to the council here. The council being me, you, and Ben.
Yeah.
All right, so no Victor.
Caratini's still on the fringe of it,
yep.
But it's not like he's on the sum total of the season. He's been an average baseball player
yes.
for you, which is
yeah.
great.
Yeah. Yep. I would say if we do this again in a couple weeks, 2-3 weeks, whatever, and Caratini's still doing what he's been doing, the last
yeah.
week or two, he's got a good shot of getting in. All right, here we go. Jose Altuve.
This is going to be the easiest time I've ever left him out of the circle of trust.
There you go.
And it's
there
because I think it'll be good for him. We've seen
good
in
job.
The past.
He is not in the circle of trust.
Twice with Bregman when we took him out of the yep. circle of trust. That day,
yeah.
Bregman went off.
Yeah.
It almost got to the point where I felt like we should just, you know, kick him out more often. But I can't violate the integrity of the circle of trust.
Yep.
And it's many very clear parameters.
Mm-hmm.
So, Altuve's out of the circle.
He's out.
He gets himself back on track.
I do not feel confident in him at all in the batter's box these days.
Right.
I don't even feel confident in him in the at-bat circle either when he's doing over there doing his, on this show.
What about the at-bat dugout? You know that recess there where the players stand around? The at-bat place.
Yeah.
I think that's what they call it.
I'm not confident in there either. None of those places. It would appear, God, that's painful, deleting Jose Altuve's name off this list. That hurts. Hunter Brown, Framber Valdez, Jeremy Pena, Isak Paredes, Josh Hader, and the Haterettes in the bullpen.
That's rare. I saw when you went to go delete that on the show prep. For the first time, a pop-up actually popped up that said, are you sure? Are you sure you
like
want to
little,
delete this?
Like the little paper clip that used to pop up back in the day on a Windows computer? Yes.
It said, are you sure?
Yeah.
The change will not be permanent, but he is old.
He is old. Yeah, he is. He is old. Text coming in on this. That's ludicrous. Myers has finally shown some sustained success. Sir or ma'am, that's why this is sustained success that he showed the exact same time last year. It's May 22nd right now. You would have been saying the same thing last year in May. That's why I brought up his May 2024 stats, and he wound up falling off a cliff again. That's all. Like, you would have sent that exact same text in a year ago. I need to see it into the month of June, and then I will be cool with putting him in there. This is not... I don't think this is a super controversial take. It's very split, but it's polarizing. But I don't think it's a hot take at all. Pendergast, yeah. You're an idiot. Like, that text just came in, and that could be about any number of things.
Now, and honestly, to point out, it wasn't just May. It was I did it reverse. Never mind. But like at this point last year, his stats for the sum total of the season were pretty good too, right?
Yeah, I think so. I don't have. I just did the screen grab of. Of 1 month. It looks like his OPS at the end of April was 718 last year. And by the end of May, it was up to...
His 902 on May 22nd last year.
And probably went up from there.
So he actually had better numbers. He had the elusive batting 300 with an OPS of 900 going through this point
last
year.
Through last year, yeah. But how did he end up? Like, he ended up... you're like, I don't even know if I want to start this guy by the end of the year. You know, his OPS by the end of the year was 646.
Yeah.
He had a 903 OPS in May and he finished 646. So that's what I would tell you, Texter.
As far as sustained success, this time last year, he was actually better.
Yeah.
His numbers were better than they are right
now.
Yeah,
and it fell off a cliff. So when you say he finally has shown sustained success, this is your definition of it. He did it last year too, and it didn't end well. I need to see more. That's all. I'm not anti-Jake Myers, and I'm happy for him that he's played the way he has. I hope he keeps doing this and that you and I are having a conversation in July. Does he deserve to be on the All-Star team? I hope that's the case. But the Circle of Trust is an elite group. An elite group from the best in the world. That's who puts this together. All right? We're not going to sacrifice quality here.
If you've learned nothing from the college football playoffs, you should trust a couple of old dudes when they put together a list of what the best teams and or players are.
Hell yeah. It isn't the circle of trust of the future. It's like you're trying to be a meteorologist predicting the weather. You don't know. He's playing great right now. Put his ass in, somebody said. Again, I'm not predicting the future. I'm just telling you we've seen this before and the trust. Right. Yeah.
I gotta tell you what, everybody, dear listeners, it's hard dealing with this grumpy SOB every day. Sean and his constant negativity and pessimism, just waiting for the other shoe to drop. Hey, Sean, I heard you won the Mega Millions. Yeah, but, you know, gotta pay taxes. Yeah.
It's not the Mega Billions, though. It's just Mega Millions. My favorite texts are the ones where they're like, hey, it isn't the circle of trust of da-da-da-da-da. It's blah, blah, blah. It's our thing. It's our thing. It's not thing. It's our thing.
It's a circle of trust. Trust does imply the future.
Yeah.
That's the problem. You're trusting that they'll do Seth. Something in the future. I'm defending Sean, even though I disagree with him on whether or not Jake Myers should be in it.
Yes.
But there's no way to have a circle of trust without implying the future.
Yeah.
It's not like I trust that you did something in the past.
Yep.
All right. It's not like I'm putting my kid to bed and trusting that they brush their teeth or something.
Yep. All right. Payne and Pendergast.
It's not like when Brandy asks, can I trust that you took care of the birth control? I'm like, sure. Yeah. You should trust me. Yes.
Jake Myers, baby daddy. Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. Payne and Pendergast. So that is definitely the smallest circle of trust we've ever had. Without it, I don't even need to go back and look.
We didn't do it during the dark days of last year. I don't think we did our first circle of trust until
maybe
July last year.
Maybe not. Five, though. five guys. All right. Payne and Pendergast. Up next, is there a chance that Joe Mixon takes a step back in usage this season? Fantasy football owners are keeping an eye on this one. One in particular. We'll have that for you coming up. Next
question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint: it's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence, it's a commitment your local Ford stores share, and that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.